Regardless of what they do, the potential for really bad things is just too damn high to ignore, and we need all the help we can get. Even help from one of those dastardly white court fiends? Thomas asked. Exactly. Good. I was getting tired of dodging Lucio. There's a limited amount of help I can give you if I have to stay out of sight all the time. It's necessary. If the council knew that you and I were related... I know, Thomas said, scowling. Outcast, leper, unclean. I sighed and shook my head. Given that the White Court's modus operandi generally consisted of twisting people's minds around in one of several ways, I didn't dare let anyone on the council know that Thomas was my friend, let alone my half-brother. Everyone would immediately assume the worst, that the White Court had gotten to me and was controlling my head through Thomas, and even if I convinced them that it wasn't the case, it would look suspicious as hell. The council would demand I demonstrate loyalty, attempt to use Thomas as a spy against the White Court, and in general behave like the pompous, overbearing assholes that they are. It wasn't easy for either of us to live with, but it wasn't going to change either. We got to my apartment and I rushed inside. It was cold. The fire had burned down to nothing in the time I'd been gone. I lifted my hand and murmured under my breath, the spell lighting half a dozen candles at the same time. I grabbed everything I was going to need, waved the candles out again, and hurried back out to Thomas's car. You got Mom's pentacle with you, right? I asked him. I had a matching pendant on a silver chain around my own neck, which, other than Thomas, was my mother's only tangible legacy. Of course, he said. I'll find you. Where now? St. Mary's, I said. Figured. Thomas started driving. I broke open my double-barreled shotgun, which I'd sawed down to an illegal length, and loaded two shells into it. Tessa the Mantis girl had rudely neglected to return my .44 after the conclusion of hostilities at the aquarium, and I have rarely regretted taking a gun with me into what could prove to be a hairy situation. Here, I said, when the truck got within a block or so of the church. Drop me off here. Gotcha, Thomas said. Hey, Harry? Yeah? What if they aren't keeping the little girl on the island? I shook my head. You'll just have to figure something out. I'm making this up as I go. He frowned and shook his head. What about those goons from summer? What are you going to do if they show up again? If? I should be so lucky. I winked at him and got out of the Hummer. The real question is, what am I going to do if they don't show up, and at the worst possible time to boot? Die of shock, probably. See you soon, Thomas said. I nodded to my brother, shut the door, and trudged across the street and into the parking lot of St. Mary of the Angels. It's a big church, a really, really big church. It takes up a full city block and is one of the town's more famous landmarks, Chicago's version of Notre Dame. The drive leading up to the delivery doors in the back of the church had been cleared, as had the little parking lot outside it. Michael's truck was there.